Good morning, brothers, sisters, and friends.
早上好，弟兄姊妹们，朋友们。
Glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth to those on whom His favor rests.
在至高之处，荣耀归于神；在地上，平安归给他所喜悦的人。
As we enact justice and love mercy.
当我们行公义，好怜悯。
May we do so because we humbly walk in accordance to the words of our God.
愿我们这样做是因着我们靠着神，我们谦卑的与他同行。
My apologies to you this morning.
很抱歉。
I forgot to bring the PowerPoint which was in the USB that I forgot to bring.
我忘了带那个 USB 上面有这个所有的幻灯片。
But that gives us a chance to then open our Bibles.
但是这样
because it's no longer, the verses are no longer projected on the screen.
因为没有幻灯片，所以也给我们一个机会可以来用我们的圣经。
I will send the PowerPoint at a later date, to the tech team, and they could upload it to the church website.
我之后会把这个幻灯片发给我们的敬拜团队，会在网上登出来。
So again, my apologies, and I hope that it will not affect your, listening to the sermon today.
请接受我的道歉，也希望这个不会对大家造成什么影响。
So please turn, with me to Luke chapter 24.
请我们一起翻开圣经，路加福音第24章。
Luke chapter 24.
24章。
Verses 44 to 49.
44节到49节。
Verses 44 to 49.
44到49节。
And we'll read in English first and then in Chinese.
我们先用英文读，然后再用中文读。
Together as a congregation in English.
我们一起用英文来读。
44. He said to them, This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms. Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures. He told them, This is what it is written.The Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. I am going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high.
耶稣对他们说，这就是我从前与你们同在之时所告诉你们的话，说摩西的律法、先知的书和诗篇上所记的，凡指着我的话都必须应验。于是耶稣开他们的心窍，使他们能明白圣经，又对他们说，照经上所写的，基督必受苦，第三日从死里复活，并且人要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷起直传到万邦，你们就是这些事的见证。我要将我父所应许的降在你们身上，你们要在城里等候，直到你们领受从上头来的能力。
Praise be to God, our Lord has spoken through His servant.
颂赞神，我们的主借着路加向我们说话。
May we receive the words in trust, obedience, and worship.
愿我们借着信靠、顺服和敬拜来领受这样的话语。
The God-centering message for this particular passage is this.
这段话以神为中心的信息是这样的。
We know and trust Jesus by what he says and what is written of him in Scripture.
我们借由耶稣所说及圣经上所记的来认识并信靠耶稣。
We know and trust Jesus by what he says and what is written of him in Scripture.
我们借由耶稣所说及圣经所记的来认识并信靠基督。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Our dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
How awesome that all glory is yours.
一切荣耀都归于你，这是多么美好的事。
How precious that your favor has come upon your people.
你的恩惠临到你的子民，这是多么的美好，多么的宝贵。
By your Spirit,
借着你的灵。
Help us to know your words and works more deeply.
帮助我们更深地认识你的所言所行。
Help us to love you more and more dearly.
帮助我们更深地来爱你。
Grant us joy in our repentance and commitment in our obedience.
当我们悔改顺服来归向你的时候，赐给我们喜乐。
By the eternally living name of Jesus Christ, we pray and ask.
借着耶稣永恒的名，我们这样祷告祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
So I wonder how many of you have said something to the likes of, "I told you so."
我不知道大家有多少次曾经说过，我早就告诉你了。
Or that someone has said that to you.
或者是别人这样对你说过。
And then it's usually when you insist that you are right, and then you're found to be wrong.
而你这样说的时候呢，你往往是在坚持你是对的，但是后来发现你其实是错的。
Or that someone insisted that they are he or she is right and then was found to be wrong.
或者是那些像你说的人，他们坚持他们是对的，后来发现反而是错的。
Well, I told you so are the much dreaded words that my parents never said to me graciously.
非常感谢神，这个我早就告诉了你，这句话我的父母并没有对我说过。
Though I do not remember the particular instances,
但是我还确实记得这样的一件事。
What I remember is this.
我所记得的情形如下。
With my youthful pride,
因着我年轻人的骄傲。
I have very assuredly argued countless times with my parents about things I very assuredly thought I knew.
我非常确定不疑的认为我知道一件事，而且我因此和我的父母有很多的争论。
Only to find out, say, in a couple of days or in a couple of years, to say, "Oh, they were right."
然后呢，两三天之后，或者是两三年之后，我才忽然发现，哦，原来父母是对的。
So after eating many humble pies,
当我吃过了很多很多这种让我谦卑的这样的这种。这种想献献礼。
I slowly learned to change the smug dismissive. What do you know?
我慢慢的开始改变我以前的态度，是一种好像很傲慢的，很不想听的一种。你知道什么？
So it went from what do you know to what do you know? Tell me.
从你知道什么，慢慢的转变到哦，您知道什么？就是希望对方告我更多。
To be more receptive of what wisdom has to tell us.
我就会更加对这个真理有一颗受教的心。
There are still moments where I think, what do you know? You don't even know me or something like you don't even know what I'm talking about.
偶然呢，我也会有这种过去的这种，你知道什么？你根本都不了解我。
But by God's grace, there's always a reminder to say, it is not what do you know, it's What do you know?
但是靠着神的恩典，我的态度越来越从那种过去的你知道什么，变成现在的，请问您的意见是什么？
Well, I told you so often reveals these two things.
当人说你知道什么，他其实在就是引出了两层意思。
For the one who got it right, it reveals that the one who got it right knew the truth.
对于那些已经知道的人来说，他说。其实是表示了他确实知道真理。
And it's even more wonderful if the person who knew tells you the truth in compassion and care.
如果这个知道真理的人可以用一种非常柔和的有恩慈的态度来说，那么就会更好。
Because it's really terrible to hear "I told you so" with the "I told you so."
因为当别人很一种趾高气扬的那种态度说“我早就告诉你”，让对方是很难接受的。
So.When there's a situation where I told you so, it reveals that the person knows the truth.
所以在这种我早就告诉你的这种情形下，说明说话的人确实是知道这个真相是什么。
And the person who got it wrong did not know the truth.
而那个做错的人呢，他是不知道真理。
And all the worse, even when the rejection of the truth is out of one's own hollow confidence or conviction.
而这个做错的人如果因着这种无知狂妄来拒绝别人的意见，就会让这个情形更糟。
It's often within our minds, yeah, I know, but then, oops.
所以经常是你想当然的认为我知道，然后忽然发现不是这样的。
Luke chapter 24 is a chapter of many I told you so.
路加福音第24章它其实讲了有很多我已经告诉你了。
In fact, Luke chapter 24 is a chapter of I told you so and they told you so.
事实上，路加福音不仅仅包含了很多我早就告诉过你，还包含了很多他们已经告诉过你了。
But it's not the arrogant, I know it all, so shut up and listen up kind of, I told you so.
但是他的这个态度不是说我什么都知道，所以你闭嘴好好听，不是这样的态度。
But it's with the compassionate plea of, please listen, for I know that your life is at stake.
而是一种非常有恩慈怜悯的一种态度，说请你好好听，因为你的生命会有危险，如果你不听的话。
And when we put all the I told you so and they told you so of chapter 24 together,
如果我们把24章里边所有的我告诉过你们，他们也告诉过你们，把他们综合在一起。
We who are listening, we are pressed to respond.
我们这些听的人，就必须要做出一个回应。
Will you and I receive or dismiss the words spoken and written?
我们是要听从还是要拒绝这些所说过的所记载的话。
Jesus makes known the centrality of God's word to know God and God's work.
耶稣表明了圣经的核心就是让我们来认识神，认识神的作为。
You want to know God? You want to know what he's doing? Go and read his word.
你想了解神吗？你想知道他的作为吗？那么就回去好好的读圣经。
Jesus teaches that no one can know him and his work without the immersion and comprehension of scripture.
耶稣教导说，一个人如果没有好好的在圣经上下功夫，了解圣经，那么他就不可能知道神以及神的作为。
Look at what Luke has recorded.
我们来看路加所记载的。
Verse 25.
第25节。
He said to them, How foolish you are and how slow to believe all that the prophets have spoken.
耶稣对他们说，无知的人啊，先知所说的一切话，你们的心信得太迟钝了。
They told you so.
他们已经告诉你们了。
Verse 27.
第二十七节。
And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself.
于是从摩西和众先知起，凡经上所指责自己的话，都给他们讲解明白了。
Another, they told you so.
又是一处，他们已经告诉你们了。
Verse 44.
第四十四节。
Yeah. He said to them, This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms.
耶稣对他们说，这就是我从前与你们同在之时所告诉你们的话，说，摩西的律法、先知的书和诗篇上所记的，凡指着我的话都必须应验。
Here is I told you so plus they told you so.
所以这里是我告诉了你们，他们也告诉过你们。
Look at verse 45.
第四十五节。
Then he opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures.
于是耶稣开他们的心窍，使他们能明白圣经。
Verse 46 to 47, he told them, This is what is written, the Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and repentance for the forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations beginning at Jerusalem.
第四十六节又对他们说，照经上所写的，基督必受害，第三日从死里复活，并且人要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷起，直传到万邦。
So what's Luke's intention of writing down these words that Jesus has said?
那么路加把耶稣所说的这些话记载下来的目的是什么呢？
The intention for Luke is so that there will be an account for Theophilus to know the certainty of the things that he has been taught.
路加写这些话的目的是为了让使提阿非罗大人知道他所学的道都是确实的。
And what has been taught, included in what has been taught, is this high view of Scripture.
在所教导的这些话语中，有一个对圣经的一个宏观的把控。
It's a high view on Scripture.
就是一个对旧约经文的一个宏观的掌控。
And this is critically affirmed by Jesus.
这个是被耶稣亲自所证实了的。
Because in this final interaction, recorded by Luke that Jesus has with the disciples,
因为在路加所记载的耶稣和门徒的最后的一些互动和交谈中，
Jesus repeatedly reminded the disciples,
耶稣一而再再而三地提醒这些门徒，
They had told you so.
就是他们那些旧约的那些人已经告诉你们了。
He kept saying, it's scripture, it is written, scripture, it is written.
耶稣不断地在说旧约上记载着旧约上记载着
So look into the writings of Moses and the kings and the prophets and the wisdom writers.
所以看摩西的律法看先知书看君王的书看所有的这些旧约记载
Look into the Old Testament and you will find me.
当你看旧约的时候你会看到我
and perhaps if Jesus was here today and taken on the more modern speech pattern,
如果耶稣今天在我们中间他用一种更为现代化的方式来说的话
He will do scripture, scripture, scripture.
他就会说旧约读经读经读经
And if he's to text the disciples
如果他给门徒们发信息的话
He will be scripture, clapping emoji, scripture, clapping emoji, scripture, clapping emoji.
他就会说读经读经读经重要的事儿说三遍
Well, We neglect God's word at our own peril.
当我们忽略神的话的时候，我们是自己受损。
Which is why Jesus has to remind the disciples, "You neglect the scripture at your own peril."
所以耶稣在不断地提醒门徒说，你忽视神的话，你的自己的生命会在危险之中。
Specifically, we neglect the Old Testament at our own peril.
尤其是我们忽视旧约。也使得我们的信仰陷在危机之中。
Jesus never said this.
耶稣从来没有说过。
Well, now that I've established a new covenant with you,
现在我已经和你们建立了新约。
You can stop reading the law of Moses.
你就不用再读摩西的律法书了。
You can stop reading the prophets and the psalms.
你不用再读那些先知和诗歌了。
Because those are so yesterday.
因为那些都太过时了。
He's not saying that.
耶稣没有这样说。
But we say that.
但是我们这样说
We may not have said it aloud.
我们也许没有公开的大声的说出来
Oh, I don't give a care for the Old Testament. I'm a New Testament Christian.
我们并没有大声说啊，我对旧约一点兴趣也没有，我是一个新约的基督徒
But possibly we say it by how untouched the Old Testament section of our Bible is.
但是很有可能我们的圣经上旧约部分就很少去读，我们用行动来表明了这样的态度。
And oftentimes it's especially clear with our physical Bibles.
这一点如果我们有一本手抓的圣经的话，那么就会非常的明显。
Besides Psalms, oftentimes you might see that the rest of the Old Testament section, the paper is still very crisp and new.
我们就发现在旧约里边除了诗篇那一部分其他的这些纸张呢都还是非常崭新的
So we may not think that the Old Testament is not important but we need to also show that in our action to say that no, the Old Testament is very important
所以不是在乎说我们承不承认旧约重要而是说要用我们的行动我们亲自去读来展示我们对旧约的重视
And maybe some of us will have reasons for not reading the Old Testament
可能我们有些人有原因我们不愿意去读旧约
Too foreign
太和我们不切实际了
Too long
太长了
Too messy
太乱糟糟了
Too weird
太怪了
I hope that that's not our reasons
我希望这不是我们的原因
But thatLike the New Testament writers will heed to Jesus and say, "Yes, we need to know the Old Testament."
我们应该是要有一个态度，就是我们需要知道旧约。
Because the New Testament writers took to heart what Jesus had said.
因为新约的作者其实把耶稣的教导记在了心里。
The four gospel writers hark back to the words of the prophets and the psalmists over and over again when writing about Jesus.
四本福音书的作者当他们写耶稣基督的时候他们经常回到旧约里边引用一些经文
The letter to the Hebrews is a hard read without knowing the Old Testament temple laws and rituals
如果一个人不熟悉旧约圣殿的一些礼仪一些规章的话那么他读希伯来书会非常的困难
The book of Revelation contains more than 500 direct references or allusions to the Old Testament
在启示录里边记载了多达500处的直接或间接的对旧约的引用。
We do well to listen up on what the two disciples were on their way to Emmaus said.
我们对此就可以有一个很好的认识。当我们来看那个两个去以马忤斯的门徒的这种交谈。
Verse 32.
在第32节。
They asked each other.
他们互相讨论。
Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?
就是他们说，他和我们说话，给我们讲解圣经的时候，我们的心岂不是火热的吗？
When it talks about the heart's burning,
当我们谈到火热的心，
it's literally to burn up, to light up, to be consumed as if by fire.
字面的解释就是说，这个是燃烧的，它是被火所消耗的。
And so it's to say that the whole soul is taken in.
就好像说我们整个的灵，整个的魂是被吸进去。
Our emotions, our sentiments, our thoughts, everything lit up.
我们的情感，我们的灵，所有的都在火热。
And that is the effect of knowing the scripture.
而这个呢，就是知道经文所产生的效果。
It also means that we're so drawn to it, and we are locked in on whatever is causing us to burn up.
也就是说，当我们被这个深深的吸引的时候，我们的全身全心都投入到那个地方。
So when Scripture is rightly understood,
所以当圣经被正确的理解
，the Lord and Savior is rightly known.
我们的主，我们的救主就被我们所熟悉。
And our souls will rightly be burning.
那么很自然的，我们的灵魂就会火热。
In fact, we will press in and ask, "Tell me more, tell me more."
而我们的回应就很正常的会是说，告诉我更多吧，更多的来启示我。
When we understand Scripture,
当我们明白圣经
，we will not say.Are you done yet? Can I go now?
我们不会是一种很，就是说，哎呀，你完了没有啊？我可以走了吗？不会是这样的态度。
有时候听中文真的很贴切。Sometimes listening to Mandarin is a much more intimate, endearing experience for me. Anyway, sorry.
有时候听中文很亲切。
So if we are serious about being a New Testament church,
如果我们是非常认真的要做一个新约的教会
we must seek to rightly understand Scripture.
我们就必须寻求要正确的理解圣经
so as to rightly know our Lord and Savior.
这样的话，我们才能够正确的认识我们的主和救主
And so are we serious in wanting to know and trust Jesus?
所以我们是认真的想要认识并且信靠耶稣基督吗
？Read Scripture，
读经
；Read the Old Testament，
读旧约
；While also read the New Testament， but don't forget the Old Testament。
当然也要读新约，但是不要忘了旧约。
The directive from Jesus to the disciples to know Him well is to read Scripture。
耶稣对门徒的教导就是，你要想很好的了解他，就必须要读经文。
It works against some of our own sentiments.
这个教导呢和我们的一些直觉相悖。
Because sometimes we're saying, "Oh, if God would do this for me, then I would get to know Him. I would trust Him."
因为我们有的时候的反应是说，哦，如果神为我做这件事，我就会更多的了解他，来听从他。
But somehow Jesus says, "Read Scripture."
但是耶稣的回答是，读经。
We are waiting for a spectacle miracle to happen, not recognizing that knowing Scripture itself is a miracle.
我们有的时候好像是在期待一个奇迹的发生，却没有认识到好好的了解圣经本身就是一个奇迹。
And sometimes we are just waiting to have our, let's say, emotions stirred up to say, "Wow, suddenly I love God."
我们很多时候好像在等着我们的情感被挑旺，然后说，哦，我真的是爱神啊。
And so it's to say, "Oh, maybe I will go to a conference."
所以我们可能会说，嗯，也许我应该去参加一个属灵的聚会。
Oh, I'm still waiting for that praise song to stir me up.
我在等着那首敬拜的诗歌把我的情感调动起来。
Oh, maybe I could be on missions.
也许我可以去参加一个福音短宣。
And maybe through all these, I can start toTrust and know Jesus.
也许通过所有的这些，我会更多的来了解基督，来信靠基督。
I can affirm that all that could lead you to trust and know Jesus more.
当然了，所有的这些可能会让你更好的，把你带到基督那里。
But not without reading Scripture.
但是如果没有读经的话，那些是不够的。
If we try to do all these activities but without reading scripture,
如果我们做所有的这些但独独不去读经,
we will not understand or know and trust Jesus.
那么我们就不能真正的认识并且信靠耶稣基督。
How serious we are about wanting to know and trust Jesus is reflected in how serious we are in our continued immersion in God's Word.
我们有多么认真地去想认识并且信靠耶稣，就反映在我们有多么急切地、持续地在圣经上下功夫。
But you're not to do it alone.
但是呢，你不是仅仅自己在做。
You're not to do it by just your own flesh and bones.
并不是靠着你自己的血肉之体在做这件事。
Luke tells us that we are to ask the Lord to open our eyes to Scripture.
路加指导我们说，我们要向神求，让他来开我们的眼睛。
Luke records that we are to ask the Holy Spirit to give us understanding.
路加也记载了，我们求圣灵来帮助我们可以了解神的话。
In verse 45, it says, "Then he opened their minds." Jesus opened the minds of the disciples so that they could understand the scriptures.
所以在第45节就记载着神，耶稣开了他们的心窍，使得他们可以明白。
In 1 Corinthians, Paul echoes this.
在哥林多前书，保罗这样回应道。
1 Corinthians 2:14.
哥林多前书一章十四
二章十四节 It says, "The person without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, but considers them foolishness, and cannot understand them because they are discerned only through the Spirit."
在哥林多前书二章十四节属血气的人不领会神圣灵的事，反倒以为愚拙，并且不能知道，因为这些事唯有属灵的人才能看透。
And in Psalm 119,
在诗篇119篇
The psalmist says, "Open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law."
这个诗篇写道，求你开我的眼睛，使我看出你律法的奇妙。
We are to have an immersion in God's word with the Spirit.
我们要借着圣灵浸润在神的话中。
Because it is the Lord who gives the comprehension of God's word.
是因为神给我们一个对神的话语的理解力。
And the more we comprehend, the more we will adore the Lord.
我们理解的越多，我们对神的爱就越多。
And so we must read with divine direction.
所以我们读经的时候必须有一个属灵的指导。
Our intelligence, our gut will,They will fail.
我们自己的智力，我们自己的血肉的努力都会失败。
But we are to bring that and say, "Lord, partner with me, teach me."
而我们是带着自己的智力和身体，我们对神说，主啊，你来帮助我。
Because to desire comprehension of Scripture is a humble act.
因为我们对神的话母的话语的渴慕是一个谦卑的行为。
Is to submit to the Lord to say, "I am at your mercy to know your word."
我们是谦卑的到神来，神面前来求，就是我们需要你的帮助来理解你的话语。
When I first came to America,
当我第一次来到美国的时候
，I thought I could just understand American football on my own.
我认为靠着我自己，我就足以了解美国的这个橄榄球是怎么回事。
So I said, "Okay, I mean it's sports, right? So you can just figure out the rules as you watch."
我知道这是一个体育项目，我就想我只要看，我就自然能够明白它这个规则是什么。
It was so boring.
然后呢，觉得真是乏味无趣。
And having just come from Asia at that time, this is like 20 years ago, I said, "Why would Americans enjoy this?" This start, stop, nothing's happened. Well, I don't know. Whatever.
那个大概是二十年前的事了。我来自亚洲，然后看到那些人在场上，我就真的是不明白，也不进球什么的，一点激动人心的事都没有。
And then my eyes were opened.
然后呢，我的眼睛就开了。
A big brother came along to say, "Let me teach you."
然后一位兄长就来对我说，哎，我来教你。
This is this. That is that.
是这么回事，那么回事。
I began to at least understand how the game works.
我至少开始明白了这个游戏的规则是怎么样。
And then began to be nervous about the results.
然后呢，开始对这个比赛的结果感到非常的焦虑。
That was when I was in.
那就意味着我真正的看懂了。
And being in Ohio, and being at Ohio, sorry, I shouldn't touch. Being at Ohio State University.
我在俄亥俄州立大学。
Go Bucks.
我们的口号就是 Go Bucks.
Yeah, 就是 Go Bucks. Yeah.
就是为某个队加油了。
Yeah. There was an immersion in American football.
这就是真正的在这个
college football.
在美国的大学生的橄榄球中，我真正的。进去了。
There is comprehension of football.
有对这个球的理解。
Not quite worship of football.
当然不是说崇拜这个体育项目。
But there was enjoyment.
但是有很多的快乐。
It was no longer a bore.
再也不会觉得乏味无趣。
Because I remember one time I said, oh, there's only 3 minutes left, so we could go for dinner.
从来不会说啊，只有三分钟了，我们可以去吃饭了。
How did 3 minutes become an hour and a half? I have no clue.
事实上呢，最后的三分钟可能演变成一个半小时。
But that's part of American football.
但那就是美国橄榄球的一部分。
And you just grow to understand it and kind of like it.
你就会越来越了解它，越来越喜欢它。
That is an analogy to our life in Scripture.
这个呢，其实就是我们对读经生活的一个类比。
There are times that we say, I tried to read, and we have to add that I ask.The Lord to open our eyes.
我们可能一度会说，哎呀，我试着读了，试了，但是呢，重要点是我们要求神来帮助我们。
And will we persist in asking the Lord to open our eyes?
我们是不是会非常持之以恒的求神来开我们的眼睛？
Because sometimes it's not that the Lord is not opening our eyes.
因为有的时候并不是说神不开我们的眼睛。
But that we are actually not patient enough to show that this is something that I really, really want.
而是因为我们没有耐心，我们没有真正的持之以恒的寻求。
Because oftentimes with something that we really desire, we will pursue it. We will be patient for it.
因为如果我们真的想要一件事的时候，我们会非常的坚持，我们会非常的有耐心。
And there are times the apparent silence of the Lord is in fact to show us what really is in your heart.
有的时候神给我们一段沉默来作为回应，其实是在反映我们内心是否坚持。
What is in my heart?
我的心里是什么？
Do I want it so badly?
我是那样真的那样急切的想了解神的话吗？
So we have to ask,
所以我们必须问。
Are we serious about wanting to know and trust Jesus?
我们是不是真的想要非常认真的想要理解神，想要信靠他？
Do we believe that it is fundamentally through the reading of Scripture that we come to know our Lord and Savior?
我们是不是真的相信必须借着读经我们才可以真正的了解这位神？
Then read scripture in the spirit.
那么我们就借着圣灵来到话语里。
Read the Old Testament with the Lord.
和神一起来读这个旧约。
So Jesus said, not only have they told you, but I've also told you.
耶稣说，不仅仅旧约的那些人告诉过你们，我也告诉过你们。
And so we neglect Jesus' words at our own peril.
所以如果我们忽视耶稣的话，那么我们的信仰生命也是在危险之中。
In forgetting his words,
当我们忘记他的话，
we are left lost and confused and frightened and hopeless.
那么我们就会感到失落，感到迷惑，感到恐惧，感到绝望。
Luke records two events to remind us to remember what Jesus has said.
路加记载了两件事 来提醒我们要记住耶稣所说的。
In verses 1 to 7,
在1到7节
we are told that in the morning of, it's very early in the morning of the Lord's resurrection,
路加记载到在耶稣复活的那一天一大清早
a group of women went to the tomb to dress his corpse, only to discover an empty tomb.
一群妇人到那个坟墓里想要去适当的包裹这个尸体，然后呢，发现坟墓是空的。
They were then asked by two of the Lord's messengers, "Why do you look for the living among the dead?"
然后呢，神的两个使者就问他们说，你们为什么在死人中找活人呢？
And they were given the divine prompt to say, "Do you remember that he has told you that he's going to rise on the third day?"
这些妇人呢，就得到一个属灵的提醒，就是说。你难道不记得耶稣说过他要复活的事吗？
And they did.
然后他们就想起来了。
After they were reminded, and oh yes, Jesus did say that.
当他们被提醒之后，他们就回应说：“哦，是的，耶稣确实说过这样的话。”
So not remembering Jesus' words would make us do some very odd things, such as looking for the living among the dead.
所以，当我们不记得、不把神的话记在心里的时候，我们就会去做一些没有必要的傻事。
Instead of meeting Jesus in Galilee, we would make our mad dash to the tomb and be surprised that it is empty.
不是说我们到加利利去会见去会那个复活的耶稣，而是我们跑到坟墓里想要去高抹他。
So instead of gladness, we will still be in sadness.
我们不是非常的欢喜快乐，而是反而是非常的悲伤。
So if we forget his words, we will instead of bringing him, let's say, flowers or food, we actually still bring the burial bombs.
因为我们不记得耶稣的话，所以我们不是说带给他鲜花或者是食物，相反我们带了那些膏抹的那些油。
It is all too easy to take in Jesus' words incompletely.
非常，我们非常容易就是没有完全的掌握神的话。
Our oh no to the foretold crucifixion is not followed by an oh right to the foretold resurrection.
当耶稣预言他要受死的时候，我们没有说是我们的反应是哦，不要让这样的事发生。而当耶稣预言他要复活的时候，我们反而不是用一个欢喜快乐的心来迎接这个事实。
Again, going back to sports.
我们再回到体育。
Let's say my college team.
比方说我的大学队。
I did not get to watch the live broadcast.
我没有看那个现场直播。
So someone told me, "Hey, we've won 3,000 to 666."
有人告诉我说，哎，我们赢了，我们的比分是3000比666。
But we trailed by 666-0 at halftime.
但是在中场的时候呢，我们是0比666落后。
Wouldn't it be so silly for me to walk away sad because I'm so stuck on that 666?
如果我只把我的心思注意集中在我们666-0落后这个事实上，那我就很悲伤的离开，这不是很傻的一件事吗？
If I don't remember that the final score is 3,000 to 666.
如果我没有记住我们的终极的比分是3000比666。
We're so much stuck on death that we forget that there is resurrection for the Lord.
我们是把我们的注意力完全的放在耶稣的死上，而我们完全忘记了他要复活的事。
We're so stuck on the work of Satan that we don't remember the glorious work of God.
我们是被撒旦的事所局限，然后我们就忽略了神的荣耀的胜利。
We're so stuck on darkness that we forget that we already have the life of light to live out.
我们是这样的在黑暗中被局限，而我们忘记了我们在神里边已经有了完全的光明。
That is what happens when we don't take in the Lord's words in completion.
这就是如果我们没有全备的来理解记住神的话。
He's gonna die, he's gonna die, he's gonna die.
他会死的，他会死的。
No, 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 I'm gonna come alive in 3 days. But you're gonna die, but you're gonna die, but you're gonna die.
就是当耶稣已经预言他要复活的时候，我们所想的只是哦，他要死了，他要死了，他要死了。
And so often we live with such silliness.
所以我们经常活得很傻。
Does God love me or does God forgive me despite the cross screaming out at us with a loud yes?
我们经常在一些问题上纠缠，就是说神是不是爱我，神是不是赦免了我，而忽视了神已经在十字架上向我们呼喊说，是的，我已经做了。
Does God really care about my little sins despite this cross also screaming out at us with a loud yes?
我们有时候会纠结说，神是不是会在乎我的一些小小的犯罪呢？而忽视了在十字架上，神早已向我们呼喊说，是的。
But that He has redeemed us.
他已经救赎了我们。
He does care even for the little sins such that He would die even for the little sins.
他在乎一些即使是小的过犯，因为他在十字架上也为那些小的过犯付上赎价。
So we do well to remember his complete saying.
所以我们最好是完全的记住神的话。
The second event that Luke recorded was on the same day.
路加所记载的另外一件事也是发生在同一天。
This is verses 13 to 24.
是13-24节。
There were two disciples who were on their way to a place called Emmaus.
有两个门徒要去以马忤斯。
And they were approached by Jesus himself.
他们在路上就碰到了耶稣。
Jesus asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?"
耶稣问他们说，你们走路彼此谈论的是什么事呢？
But they did not recognize him.
但他们没有认出耶稣来。
They remained downcast.
他们还是非常心情沉重。
For the Jesus they knew turned out to not be the Jesus they had wanted to be.
因为他们所认识的耶稣没有成为他们想象中的耶稣。
They said they recognized Jesus to be a prophet.
他们说他们认识到耶稣是一个先知。
Powerful in word and deed before God and all the people.
他在神和众百姓面前说话行事都有大能。
But they told Jesus that they wanted Jesus to be more than a prophet.
但是他们也告诉耶稣说，他们希望耶稣不仅仅是一个先知而已。
We had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel.And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place.
他们说，但我们素来所盼望要赎以色列民的就是他。不但如此，而且这事成就现在已经三天了。
So saying to the resurrected Jesus that our Jesus is as dead and buried as our hope is in that Jesus.
所以他们就是在对复活的基督说，哦，我们的希望就和耶稣一样，已经死了，已经被埋葬了。
And it's quite an irony.
这个是一个很有讽刺意味的事。
Because the disciple asked, "Do you not know what has been happening in Jerusalem?"
因为这个门徒在问耶稣说，哎，你知道耶稣，你知道在耶路撒冷发生了什么事吗？
But it's really them who had no idea what is going on in Jerusalem.
但这个发问的人其实是对发生的事他们并不真的知道。
That's because they are blinded by their own convictions and their own opinions.
就是因为他们被自己的先入为主的成见弄瞎了眼睛。
Even though their convictions was out of touch with reality.
他们的信念其实是和真理是不相容的。
So, for example, culturally speaking.
比方说从这个文化的角度。
Women were not the most were not regarded as the trustworthy witnesses.
妇人呢是不能够作为一个可靠的证人。
So at that time they said, well, we have among us women who said that there was an empty tomb and all this kind of thing, but they sounded crazy.
所以这些门徒们已经听到这些妇女告诉他们说啊，这个坟墓空了，但是呢，他们会说，哎呀，这个简直是胡言乱语。
So they could not believe it.
他们不能相信。
But what another is that they don't quite believe in the bodily resurrection at that time, as in the present time.
这个犹太的文化里边呢，他们也不太相信这个身体的复活。
They have believed the resurrection, but it will come only on that final day.
他们是相信在最后的审判日会有一个复活。
And so the two disciples on their way to Emmaus, they would not have expected Jesus to be in a bodily form with them.
所以那个两个去以马忤斯的门徒没有想到耶稣会以肉身的形式出现在他们面前。
This makes me remember sometimes there are people that I've said hi and then they go, who are you? And they go, oh, you're Pastor Samuel because I'm out of my suit and my civilian clothing and I don't look like PSAM today.
这件事就让我想起来有的时候我向人家打招呼人家会说你谁啊然后才认识到哦原来你是山姆牧师因为我没有穿的这样西装革履而是穿的一些很随便的衣服。
And so sometimes we have that kind of opinion that stops us to say, that's not possible.
因为我们有这些先入为主的成见我们会往往直接就说啊这个不可能。
And Jesus know of such an erroneous teaching on the resurrection.
而耶稣呢知道这个关于复活的错误的教导。
So he went to prove to the disciples that his body is really real.
所以他就向门徒们显现他的身体是真的。
Do not be undone by your own opinions and say convictions that are out of touch with reality.
他就教导门徒们说不要被那些成见所局限 来亲自的感受一下。
Jesus says, look at my hands and my feet, it is I myself. Touch me and see, a ghost does not have flesh and bones as you see I have.
耶稣说你们看我的手我的脚就知道实在是我了。摸我看看魂无骨无肉你们看我是有的。
And as the disciples started to believe and not believe because this is like, wow, this is such a great news, but it's so hard to believe.
而在这个门徒们非常难以置信的时刻
Jesus says, well, let me overturn your doubts completely. Give me a fish. I'll eat for you. I'll eat and show you.
耶稣就用行动来完全打消他们的疑虑，就对他们说，给我一些吃的，他们就给他一片烧鱼，耶稣接过来就吃了。
And so may the Lord have mercy and bring us out of our oftentimes our own formulation of what God must do and must be before he can be God.
所以呢，愿神有怜悯，帮助我们打消这些成见，不要去人为的规定说神你必须做这个或者不做那个。
Because sometimes we might say, why hasn't he made me richer? Why am I still suffering? Even though I have served him day and night.
有的时候我们会疑惑说，我们这样辛勤的服侍神，为什么神不让我更富有一点？为什么还让我受这么多苦？
So we're saying that if Jesus doesn't make us have a comfortable life, he is not Jesus.
所以这就好像在说，如果耶稣不给我们一个非常舒适的生活，那么他就不是神。
But then what does scripture tell us?
但是圣经怎么告诉我们呢？
God has given us all the glorious riches in Jesus Christ, the living Christ. This is in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 7.
在以弗所书二章第七节，他已经说了，神把一切的丰盛借着耶稣基督已经赐给了我们。
And sometimes we say, well, if God is all knowing, is all good, why am I still suffering these pains?
我们有的时候会疑问说，神如果是全知全能的，为什么我还在受这些苦？
But then scripture brings us to remember that there is now the throne that is occupied.
但是经文就带领我们看到那个宝座，神耶稣已经坐在上面。
And announces to us,
而且他向我们宣告，
By Christ there will be no more pain very soon.
靠着耶稣基督，很快将不再有任何的痛苦。
And it will beFor all eternity.
而且这种没有痛苦的这种喜乐会持续到永远。
And sometimes we do not stop to consider the flip side of our question.
有的时候呢，我们其实忽视了我们问题的另一面。
If we are to say that God is all-knowing and all-good,
如果我们说神是全知的，是全能的，
then he must know more beyond what we know.
那么他就肯定知道的比我们所知道的要多。
And he must do good beyond what we can.
他所做的就是我们虽然不能理解，但他还是做的好的。
How can we call on God to be all-knowing and yet we know more than God?
我们怎么可以如果我们认为我们比神知道的更多，那么我们还怎样来求告这个全知的神？
And so sometimes the question we need to ask is in fact this.
所以我们应该问的问题是这样的。
Will our pride allow the possibility that it is us who are the ones who are out of touch with the truth?
是不是因着我们的骄傲，我们脱离了真理？我们要敢于问自己这样的问题。
Are we serious in wanting to know and trust Jesus?
我们是不是认真的、确确实实的想要认识耶稣，来信靠他
？Then read Scripture to hear and remember what Jesus has said in completion.
那么我们就来读圣经，而且要全备的读。
Give Jesus the full hearing, not a partial hearing.
我们要听他全备的教导，而不是只选择性的听一些。
Dear CCMC,
亲爱的 CCMC,
according to God's word,
根据神的话语，
we know and trust Jesus by what he says and what is written of him in scripture.
我们借由耶稣所说及圣经所记的来认识并信靠耶稣。
The question is,
问题是，
Do you and I believe that we get to know and trust Jesus by what he says and what is written of him in Scripture, Old Testament included?
我们是否相信借着耶稣所说的以及圣经上包括旧约所记载的关于耶稣的事儿，我们来认识并且来信靠他？
If we don't, what else are you waiting on before you get to know and trust Jesus?
如果你相信这一点的话，那么我们还等什么不去读经呢？
Is that the scripture endorsed God ordained miracle that you're waiting for?
你是否是读经其实就是神所已经祝福的这样的一个神迹，帮助我们来了解它。
So let us believe that reading scripture and understanding it, that is God at work.
让我们相信读经就是神持续的作为。
You want a miracle?
你想要一个神迹吗？
pray that God gives you the mercy in the long haul, you begin to know more and more about Scripture.
求神给你怜悯，让你能够在这个读经的这种长路中能够坚持下去。
With the Israelites saw 10 amazing miracles and they died in the wilderness because they did not listen to God's word.
以色列人看到了出埃及时神所行的十个神迹，但他们仍然在旷野中死了，原因就在于他们没有真正的听神的话。
So may it be that our belief in God leads us to a supreme view of Scripture.
愿我们信靠神的话也带来我们对圣经的一个非常尊崇的一个态度。
Has our faith driven us to be an immersion of God's word while asking for comprehension by God's Spirit?
我们的信仰是否促使我们好好的浸润在神的话中，来完全的理解他的话？
Or have we turned complacent towards the scripture?
而是我们或者相反的，就是说我们是不是变得反而是骄傲自满？
Openly or secretly carrying this attitude of, you know what, I already know enough. I know John 3:16. I'm good.
而不是说公开的或者是私下里这样想说，哎呀，圣经啊，我已经知道的很多了，我知道约翰福音3:16，那就够了。
So recently on my way home, driving back home to Ohio, this is my home too, so don't think that I'm not, oh, this is, no, okay, my other home in Ohio.
最近呢，我去俄亥俄拜访我的父母，就去我的父母家。
And because West Virginia Turnpike, they're doing a lot of construction, the toll has doubled.
在西弗吉尼亚的一段这个高速公路，它那个收费翻倍了。
So I set the GPS to avoid the toll roads.
所以呢，我就把我的 GPS 设置了一下，我就避免那段收费公路。
And while traveling on the new roads,
我就在一段新的路上走。
I was reminded just how massive this country is.
我在那开车的时候，我就被提醒说，哎呀，这片土地是多么的辽阔。
So many many unknown sites and locations and vistas.
有那么多我没有去过的地方，那么多新奇的视野。
How very, very little I know of this land of the free.
我对这块自由的土地所了解的是多么的少。
And even when traveling on the more familiar toll road,
即使后来在一些比较熟悉的路上开，
there are still new features uncovered and new vistas to take in.
仍然是有那么多新奇的视野或者景象我没有注意过的。
So, I never noticed that house. Keep my eyes on the road, right? It's...
我会说，哎，这个房子我以前从来没有注意过，哦，赶快集中精力继续开车。
And I was reminded just how much more the richness that is in the Bible of an infinite living God.
而这个经历呢，就提醒我说，我们的神的话语，它的丰富，它的深度，比这个路要提供的要多多了。
Our Bible may have bindings and boundaries.
我们的圣经呢，就是那么一本。
But it brings us into the infinite nature of a living God.
但是他把我们带进一个活神的一个无穷无尽的世界中。
I look to pastors who have preached passionately for decades.
我看到很多牧师，他们充满激情的布道达几十年。
I look to authors who have exposited extensively for decades.
我看到很多作者，他们有几十年的时间一直在从事写作。
I look to teachers who are impassioned in their instructions for decades.
我看到很多老师，他们充满激情的教导也是几十年。
I look to servants who are merry in their ministries till the end.
我也看到很多的神的仆人，他们在事工中是那样的喜乐。
And I ask,
我就问自己，
If the Bible has yet to run dry for them,
如果对他们来说，圣经从来没有枯竭。
If God's word has yet to be exhausted through the age of the church,
如果神的话语在这个教会的时代还远没有到被用尽的地步。
And that is 2,000 years and still counting, and there's still countless books coming out year after year.
圣经是2000年前就已经成型，而直到今天还有不断的研究注释圣经的书一本一本的出来。
There I consider that it is not the Bible that is not deep, but that I am shallow.
那么是不是我们可以说，不是说圣经不够深，而是说我们太浅薄。
There I consider that it is not God's word that is boring, but that I am lethargic.
是不是我们可以说，并不是说神的话非常的枯燥，而是说我们的态度是一种昏昏欲睡的，不受教的。
There I consider that it is not the Savior who has not spoken, but that I have not listened.
我是否敢于承认，不是说神没有说话，而是说我没有听。
There I consider that it is not the Lord who has not responded, but that I am not patient enough to be present for the long haul.
我是否敢于承认，不是说神他没有回应，而是我自己在这种长久的征战中，我没有足够的耐心。
Dear CCMC,
亲爱的 CCMC,
if you sincerely want to know and trust Jesus to be your Lord and Savior,
如果你认真的想要认识并且信靠耶稣作为你的主和救主,
begin to baptize yourself in God's word to us.
那么就在神给我们的话语中接受这个洗礼。
If you're already reading the Bible but you are bored out of your brains,
如果你已经在读经，但是又觉得好枯燥无味。
Then read not with your intelligence or your literary skill, but with your dependence on the Spirit.
那么你来学习不是用你的智力和用你的血肉之躯去理解，而是靠着圣灵来去读。
Persist in such a way that you come to show that you really are serious about wanting to know and trust Jesus.
请你坚持下去，以至于你可以彰显你是真的认真的在寻求神。
And critically ask, what has this writing to do with Jesus?
而且很重要的就是说，我们要问这一段经文和耶稣有什么关系。
Because Jesus did not say, well, all Moses and all the prophets, they are talking about you, but he's saying, talk about me.
因为耶稣并没有说摩西的律法、先知书和诗篇 是在说你，相反耶稣说那是都是在指着我说的。
Let us come into scripture and ask, what about you? What about you, Lord? What about you?
让我们读经的时候不断地问这个问题，神啊，这个和你有什么关系？怎么样指向了你？
And if you're already reading the Bible and your heart is burning,
如果你已经在认真地读圣经，而且你的心火热，
Wonderful, praise the Lord, but don't stop there.
感谢神，但是不要就以此为满足。
Because a burning heart is not our end goal.
因为一个火热的心不是我们的终极目标。
To witness and to worship is.
要去见证他，要来敬拜他，这才是我们的目标。
A burning heart is the divine fuel that will keep our witnessing of his name and the worship of him.
一个火热的心是一个属灵的动力，让我们去更好的去为他做见证，去来敬拜他。
Jesus says that we are to be witnesses to proclaim the forgiveness of sins to all the nations.
耶稣说了，人要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷起，直传到万邦。
Something is wrong if your heart is burning but you're not proclaiming his word.
如果你只是心里火热却没有去传扬他的话，那么有些事是不对的。
Something is wrong if your heart is burning but you're not proclaiming that there is forgiveness, there is the good news in Christ.
如果你的心火热你却不去传这个悔改赦罪的道，那么有些事是错的。
And something is wrong if there's burning in our hearts but there's never a worship for Jesus himself.
如果你的心火热，你却从来没有去敬拜耶稣基督，那么有些事情是错误的。
Because what happened to the disciples as we see the conclusion of Luke 24?
当我们看路加福音的结尾的时候，这些使徒们发生了什么呢？
It says that Jesus blessed the disciples.
记载到耶稣祝福了这些门徒。
And the disciples blessed God.
而这些门徒敬拜神。
And the word blessed was translated in many of our translations as to worship or to praise.
在中文翻译里边，这个祝福被翻译成为颂赞、称颂、敬拜。
So dear CCMC,
亲爱的 CCMC,
let us encourage one another to abide by Jesus' instruction to us.
让我们彼此激励来遵行神的教导。
We know and trust him by what he says and what is written of him in scripture.
我们借着他的话以及圣经对他的记载，我们来认识他，我们来信靠他。
Let us hold to Jesus' supreme view of Scripture.
让我们也采取耶稣对圣经的这种尊崇的这种态度。
Let us give complete attention to Jesus' words.
让我们给耶稣基督全人全心的注意力。
Let us be in that immersion and remembrance of God's word by walking in the Spirit.
让我们与神的与神同行的时候，我们记着神的话语，神的教导。
Let us now spend a few moments of silent meditation and remember the words and works of our risen and enthroned Lord and Savior.
让我们有一段静默的时间来思想我们的主耶稣基督，他的所作，他的所行。